Hey, this is Reggie Ponder, The Real Critic, and I have to tell you this is challenging because this is my last review on air for Vocalo. And speaking of challenges, this week's movie is Challengers. So, what's it about? Well, Zendaya plays Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who is fierce on and off the court. After an injury, she turns into a coach and tries to help her husband, played by Mike Feist, become a world-class player. Now, while he's a champion player, he is going through a slump, and Zendaya convinces him to play in a lower-level tournament to boost his confidence. In the process, the married couple is reunited with her husband's best friend, played by Josh O'Connor, who is also her ex-boyfriend, in an on-court showdown. However, this tennis match goes far outside the lines of the tennis surface, leaving everyone to question, is this really about tennis at all? Who's in it? Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, Mike Feist. So what's to like? Well, in competitive tennis, there's usually a tournament director, a lines umpire, a chair umpire, and some ball girls and boys. In this film, Zendaya is all of them wrapped up into one. She plays Tashi Duncan and determines who the players are, what's in and out of bounds, what rules will be enforced, and how many balls will be used, and when they will be changed out for new ones. There is no doubt that this film is a Zendaya film. She makes you believe that she is in control, and she is a total boss. She has a swagger, a boldness, and a command of her environment that makes both her husband and ex-boyfriend submit to her whims. In a sense, you might want to question, why are these two men so captivated by this woman? However, the way Zendaya walks through this world is as if the queen herself just walked into the room. It is evident in the trailer and most assuredly in the movie that the filmmakers are touting this as a sexual thriller, and it succeeds. Zendaya exudes this desirable siren and channels a sexiness that will present Zendaya like you have never seen her before. Now, to be clear, it's not all about her physical presence, as Zendaya exhibits a range that goes beyond superficial beauty. Men and women alike will appreciate her boldness and her sexual confidence, but more than anything, they will love her command of the material and the big screen. When it's all said and done, Challengers is not even about tennis, but it uses the sport to create this competition on the court that is as intense as the one off the court, you know, the battle for Zendaya's affections. One would hope that if you're going to use an actual sport to represent the game of love, that the competition feels like it is as real as it can be. And I think this film delivers with up-close shots of the two men hitting the ball. These guys make the tennis look authentic, as well as the filmmakers recreating the tension of watching a real tennis match. All along, you want to know who will win the match for her affections, as each man is pulling out all the stops. I wonder, are they battling to stop the other, or are they battling to elevate themselves? And maybe the real question might be, is Zendaya playing both of them, or are they playing her? Does she care about these men, or is she just in her own world where, since she can't play tennis competitively anymore, she just needs to make her own competition to keep her life interesting? Whatever the answers, Challengers proves to be provocative and captivating. So what's not to like? In many ways, this is what many people might term other people's problems, white people's problems, or rich people's problems. Yeah, Zendaya is not white, but she is placed in this white world as a sort of trophy for these two privileged boys. Challengers provides us a peek into this mostly white sport, as well as the advantaged and spoiled. On one hand, you will be all in for this challenge. On the other, when it's all said and done, who really cares about this love triangle? And I think the contradiction is probably the reason this film works and will appeal to the sports person in all of us. My rating, Challengers, is devilishly delightful. Zendaya is absolutely worth watching, and I have to admit that the performance makes you think of another paddle sport, as this film presents a real pickle. I'm giving this one 3.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and thanks for listening.